Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's happening?
What up, baby?
That was fresh just now, what they did.
Yeah.
They put him in a jersey, put him in a Jets jersey, but it was video. It was pretty, I've never seen that before.
How did they do that?
I don't know. They put Aaron Rodgers in the Jets jersey in video. Usually it's a still shot or something, you know, but this one was a video. He putting on his hat, he got the jersey. That was pretty cool. It looked fresh.
I don't know why yesterday I thought it was more like a college kid choosing which program he's going to go to, where they pull out all the hats. It felt like he was going to have that kind of energy, and then it just got
Want to hear him announce it on the Pat McAfee
show? Well, not that fast, though. How you doing there, Max?
We've already did that.
What's
going on? Yeah,
we already did that.
No. Jeez. I mean, well, Aaron Rodgers ain't going nowhere, man. We are. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, man.
How's the madness going with March so far?
It starts today. My Dukies play tonight at 7:10 against Oral Roberts. 12-5 matchup, Key. I don't feel great about it.
First of all, what I noticed right away is, Key, no hat today.
Well, yeah, but I got to still get dyed up. I got cut. But my dye guy was still in Vegas placing bets. So I'm going to hit him up today between First Take, because I got First Take after our show for a little bit. You know, obviously Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. And then, shocking.
And then I'm a get my dye up, you know what I'm saying?
Looks
and then
good I'll like be this. What are you dyeing it for?
The dye game has
patches,
changed so
man,
much.
Look.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see where it looks
that.
Like. Yeah, because it looks like the lineup isn't right.
I'm letting mine go on the beard. I'm just going salt and pepper. You know,
messing around with patches in my hair of gray. Yeah. I can't do that, Max.
Yeah, if you have it cut short and you have it lined up, if there's patches, it looks like. You didn't get it lined up right,
man. The dye gamers came a long way, man. I remember, like, C. Boo's tried that back in the day. I was like, yeah.
No, but they mess around with shoe polish and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying back in the day, yeah. It was like.
No, you just dye it up real
you
quick.
Sweat, the little sweat beads of, like, the black joint be dripping down the side.
No, but that's, they be on some. The problem is they Beijing and they leave it in their hair. They don't wash it out. I mean, you know, you got to have, it's got to be right.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, you don't have that problem. You lost yours a long time ago.
No, I decided to take mine. Yeah, we retired a while ago. I saw it before it came. You know what I mean?
No, you didn't decide.
The body was breaking down, and I caught it beforehand. No, I caught it beforehand.
He went into the darkness, and he when he went in, he was 90% sure he was going to keep his hair.
You can't help yourself.
Yeah,
you can't.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Max.
You're champing at the bit, Key.
Champing. Look at this.
Chomping.
Look at how we're coming along. All right, look. Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show. And I was afraid, Key, if I didn't get to this, there would be no such thing as Aaron Rodgers, and we wouldn't be able to do the segment. So it's a good thing that we're hurrying up and getting to it now. Here's Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
The decision, I think, was made in my mind, whether or not I was able to admit at that point. Really, on that Tuesday, I wanted to play. And then it was, you know, how is my body feeling? Is it going to be able to hold up? So at this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday – I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
All right, so there it is. His intention is to play for the New York Jets, and now they got to work out the official particulars, as they say, right? They
I intend to be a billionaire. Let's see if it happens.
No, he'll play. It's just he was always going to play, Max.
100%, Key.
Yesterday on the call, Max literally just yelled out loud for like 5 minutes. Like, this is kind of stuff I just can't. Everybody knew he was going to play. Really chaps my ass.
My point is, the rest of the world knew 100% he was going to play. How did he think only 10% he was going to play? How does that happen? How does he think 90% he's going to retire?
Look, I'm going to bail him out on this one, okay? When the season is over, there's a lot that go through your mind. From the frustration to not living up to the expectations. And so what you tend to do.
Physical pain, I'm sure, fatigue, all that.
You take a step back and you try to reflect on the season and what's ahead. And you say to yourself, I feel like I don't even feel like doing this no more. I'm sick and tired of this, da 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 da. And then you you know, you start to process, your body starts to process, okay, it's time to train, and then you start to think a certain way. It doesn't mean that he was going to retire, even though he says it's 90%. It was 10%. He wasn't 99.9%.
The only problem, Key, is what you said is 1,000% correct. It is accurate. But we've heard him say the same things before. He's had multiple times where he's reflected. We've gone down this path before. So, like, I hear people trying to bail him out.
But is it not okay to reflect after every offseason? After every season?
After every season. Fine, yeah. Just don't drag us along the reflection process word by word.
Well, he's not asking you to come along. You decide based on your occupation. You see, I use occupation versus job. That you want to go along for the ride. He's not telling you to come along. You make the determination on whether or not you want to follow it and be a part of it. He's just putting it out there in the universe. That's why I always say, I'm not listening to him, okay, about this retirement. And, hey, you know, one of his choices is he can retire. And sure he can, Max.
Yeah, right. 100% sure.
Absolutely he can.
Thumbs up.
100%. Yeah. So really? $58.5 million, he's coming back. Yeah. Come on, man. That's not 99%. 100%. By the way, I never knew that the amount of light determined how well you could think about something. I thought you could think the same in the light or the dark. But apparently, here's Aaron Rodgers about his percentage certainty once he went into the darkness.
I heard from multiple people that I trust around the league, players mostly, that there was some shopping going on, that they were interested in actually moving me. And at this point, you know, I got to admit, I went in the darkness, 90% retiring, 10% playing. That's where my mind was. My mind was, I'm tired of this. I hadn't got back into my workouts yet. And I thought that was what was best for me.
Just to think, if someone would have turned a light on in there, he might be retired.
Well, when you know, come on, Jay, man, and Max, you know, when you sitting in the dark, you think when it's a quiet space, whether it's in your office, at your plush crib, and you're sitting back there and noise is down and you're sitting in a chair, you're reading a book, you're processing information and you're thinking. And that's probably what he was reflecting on, just everything as he was sitting in the darkness. Now, when you know how it is when you, whether you're in the dark of the day or wherever you at, Jay, and that phone, you open up that phone and you got a gazillion messages.
You have 1,000 texts. You're like,
You look at that, you go, damn, I'm not invincible. They will move me. And so it's a whole process that Aaron Rodgers goes through every single year. Tom Brady went through it too. He just didn't tell you he was going through it.
And that's
he
Jay's point from all that information. He schedules regular media appearances that help his friends show. It's as though he behaves as though he has a stake in the show, by the way.
I was just about to say, Max, he probably got a piece of
yeah,
that.
1,000,000%.
And that's good. Yeah, yeah. Fine. Like, I'm down with athlete and new media that way.
Absolutely. Power to him. But he to just act, to frame it as though, hey, we're just along for the ride, he courts the attention. Right? Like, there's a way to do it where you're not courting the attention, and there's a way to do it where you're courting the attention. And he's doing it in a way that courts attention.
I mean, look, man, at the end of the day, regardless of whether you like it or not, it's quite genius, right? I mean, he just keeps luring you in. Like Brandon Marshall, well, when are you going to have an answer? You know, soon.
I'm happy soon. About it. It provides us with free content.
Yeah, but we do have people that call the show, and they're pretty pissed off that it's always about Aaron Rodgers. Think about something for one second.
Yeah. Did somebody say that?
Listening.
You hear coaches talk about this all the time. You know, hey, we try to move away from conversations about me, right? Because when it's about me, it's about, oh, internally you're selfish. Like, you're not maybe doing it maliciously, but you're thinking about you. You're not thinking about us. So, like, that's a concern if you're a teammate of Aaron Rodgers. I don't care, outside looking in, everything's always about Aaron. Like, when is it going to be about the team? Mm-hmm. Just an observation.
Well, it's about the Jets team now, apparently, right? He wants to be, and by the way, even the announcement itself, you knew what he was going to do on McAfee yesterday. He was going to say, I want to come back. I want to be a Jet, but they still have to work out the details, right? They got to negotiate. It's out of my hands, blah, blah, blah. Now, the details he filled in, I was 90% sure I was going to step away. Did you know he was going to say that? No, although that's not so unpredictable. The Packers didn't want me anymore. I have hurt feelings about that. Also sort of predictable. And then ultimately the actual information about now they have to work out the details. I mean, Adam Schefter was on this show yesterday saying they have to work out the details, right? Like, there's no deal in place. The Packers are going to want a certain compensation package. That's going to be more than what the Jets want to give, and now they have to come and meet in the middle at some point.
Yeah, that'll get done because the Jets know that you don't want him anymore. And right. So the deal will get done, and if it doesn't get done, you're on the hook for $50-something million. Mm-hmm. It'll get done. They're not going to get the same haul that they got for Matthew Stafford in Detroit. It's not going to be the same situation because you got a guy who essentially you don't know if he's going to give you 1 year, 2 years, three. You don't know his commitment. On top of that, you know that they don't want him anymore. That wasn't the case with Matthew Stafford in Detroit. Detroit didn't say we didn't want him. Detroit said, let us help you get to a place so you can have some success at the end of your career because you've been so good to us.
See, but now it feels like since he's named out his intentions out loud, I feel a certain type of way about that. I think that the Packers now have the leverage. I really do. I believe it.
Oh, I'm going to bang my head against the wall. Wait.
Okay. Leverage of
Key,
what?
Hold on, wait. Let's do this coming up. Key just said, hey, this is going to get done. Everyone knows it's got to get done. Jay believes the Packers have leverage. I was yelling at Mike Tannenbaum and Dan Graziano about this on This Just In just yesterday. Now I'm going to yell about it a little bit on this show.
Good.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Aaron Rodgers is on the Pat McAfee show. His intention is to play for the New York Jets.
The Packers now have the leverage. I really do. I believe it.
I'm going to bang my head against the wall. Wait.
Okay, leverage of what?
I was yelling at Mike Tannenbaum and Dan Graziano about this on This Just In just yesterday. Now I'm going to yell about it a little bit on this show.
Good.
And before I start yelling here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, let's listen once more to Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show. Listen to what he says and keep this in mind. Does any of this change the negotiation at all? The likelihood that it'll happen? What the Packers will get? What the Jets will have to give up? Any of this? Just ask yourself that question. Here's Aaron Rodgers on his darkness retreat and what happened there.
Darkness.
Everything that I was told in the week that I was in Green Bay was, take as long as you want. We want you to retire, Packer. You know, you want to come back and play. Obviously, the door is wide open. So that was the information that I was going, that I was going on. Now, when I came out of the darkness, something changed. I'm not exactly sure what that was, but something changed. I got back to my phone after 5 days off of it, you know, hundreds of text messages and emails and all different things. I realized that there'd been a little bit of a shift.
Yeah, because while you have no communication with the outside world, he's not. It's like, you know, earmuffs. Hey, Aaron, 5 days of earmuffs and everyone can talk. Look, guys, Key said.
You talk anyway, though.
Exactly. Yeah, he's talking regardless.
Key said that this is not going to really affect anything, right, Key? It is what it is.
What?
It is what it is. Jay says, no, the Packers have leverage. This is what I'm saying. No, everyone has
a
little leverage.
Are you going to yell at me without even hearing my stance?
Again, let me hear your stance, and I'll start yelling. I'm so ready to yell.
You're so ready to yell at somebody. You didn't even hear my point of view on it.
Okay.
So yesterday, what happened when he said, I intended to play for the Jets? Everybody started posting on social media. This dude goes viral. Every Jets fan starts celebrating as if they won the damn Super Bowl already. Like, I've heard people, literally Mets fans, recognizing becoming a Met fan, and a lot of Jets fans who are Mets fans.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, please don't let this Carlos Correa thing happen again. Please don't let this happen. We can't afford it. Do we have you? Do we not have you? The Jets are in office. We got to get this deal done. Now, everybody is saying, hey, Jets, he wants to be here. We haven't been relevant in forever. Please do whatever it takes to bring Aaron Rodgers here. I'm not saying that the scale has completely tipped over to the Packers side more than ever, but there is slight leverage that the Packers do have now that he's intended to play for the Jets, and he said it publicly.
This is what drives me. This is what drives me nuts.
I don't even understand what you just said.
In other words, there's a thirst
from
the fan base now.
The reason I don't understand what you just said, because what you just said is ridiculous.
How is it ridiculous?
Because first of all, just because he says, I intend on playing for the Jets, the Green Bay Packers have moved on, Jay. They don't want to deal with him anymore. They've already moved on to Jordan Love. There's 59 million reasons why he's not going to be a Green Bay Packer. They've already moved on to Jordan Love.
All right.
His locker is cleaned out in Green Bay.
Fine.
Wait, what does that mean?
There's no leverage there.
What are you talking about?
The Jets know this.
So you know what? But Key, have you ever had a crazy girlfriend? I'm just asking you.
Like, I've had difficult people in my life.
Jay has had a crazy girlfriend. That's what Jay is saying.
Difficult people. Yeah. Sometimes you have to meet crazy with crazy. So all I'm saying is, if you think that the Packers don't have any leverage, I'm not coming to the negotiation table with you thinking that I have zero leverage. So now you're going to get me for pennies on the dollar just because you feel like I have to remove an asset?
I'm ready to yell.
I'm at least making you think that I'm crazy enough to say, hold on. I'll pay him just
to sit on it. Wait. I'm yelling about this right now.
You're not going to rip me off.
Jay?
Not for this guy.
Jay?
Nope.
This is the same thing. No one has leverage because, yes, everyone has a little leverage. Yes, you can point to reasons the Jets have leverage because of what you mentioned, and they need a quarterback. Yes, you can point to the fact that the Packers have some leverage, right? Because they could just sit on their hands. They could wait to trade him, and the longer they wait, the less good position the Jets are in. So if the Jets want him now to get him, you know, to start installing stuff as soon as possible and all that stuff, then they may have to throw in an extra fifth-round pick or whatever that is. They ain't going to go from a second-round pick to the 13th overall.
Leverage.
Okay, wait a minute.
Slight leverage.
And Rodgers has some leverage because he doesn't have to play. Look, and what that means when everyone has some leverage is that Key is right. No one has leverage. This thing has to get done. The Packers are not going to spend $60 million for someone who's not going to play. And Rodgers is under contract. If nothing happens, he just shows up or doesn't show up and they give him $60 million. It's never going to happen. They're not going to turn down the draft pick compensation they could get plus pay a guy $60 million. Okay, so they will deal him. Wait a minute. They will deal him. The Jets need a quarterback.
Yes.
You're right. The fan base is in a lather, and he's the best available guy other than Lamar Jackson, but he's a lot cheaper in terms of what you have to give up. Okay. So that, and Rodgers wants to play and make his $60 million. He'd like to play on a good team. So a deal will get done. If everyone has relatively the same amount of leverage, you know what that means? No one has leverage. A deal will get done for his fair market value, period.
If the Packers have slight leverage, it doesn't, and it won't hinder the deal from getting done.
See,
like, I don't understand why you guys are
leverage,
so extreme. Like, I said slight leverage by saying...
Yeah, but slight leverage, though, Jay, just now, you said slight leverage.
Yes.
Prior to this, our last segment, at the end of the segment, you didn't say slight leverage. So you on the fence. You right on the fence.
I said leverage.
You
even
said
if it's
leverage.
Slight, it's now leverage, you, isn't it? Even if
do
I
the
have
Jets
any,
have leverage?
No.
The Jets don't have any leverage.
Are you so
not as much as not as
Washington,
much as the Packers.
Washington just signed Brissett.
Kick it in.
Yeah, you see it happening. It's right in the details, Key.
Washington just signed Brissett. The number of buyers, there's no what. Who other? Which other buyer is on
even,
the market?
But it's not.
But that's
even,
what I'm saying, Max.
But
you,
if there's no other buyers on the market, the Jets have
you
leverage.
Need, who are you gonna, who's going to be your quarterback, Max?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, Max.
And where are the Packers going to send Rodgers other than the Jets?
I don't know, but I'm going to sit on it until I get
what
I think I need.
Even if it was another team involved,
guys,
Aaron Rodgers has to make the decision if he wants to play for that other team.
That's what I'm saying.
And
but he's said
the only team that he wants to play for is the New York Jets.
That gives the Jets leverage.
So even if they got 12 first rounders from somebody, and Aaron Rodgers decides to say, I don't want to play football anymore, that team's not giving them them picks.
But nobody else is coming to the table and getting the ball. But since Aaron Rodgers has said, I want to be a Jet, okay. Hey, world, we see. Aaron wants to be on your team. No. You desperately need Aaron.
Wait, no, Jay. What that does is any other team that might want him knows he doesn't want to be
you're
there.
Making all right, my
but
head
I'm going to translate
hurt.
This to the NBA.
You guys sound
I'm
going to
translate this to the NBA. The reason the Knicks
what you're
botched
going to do is you're going to translate this to getting us to break.
The reason the Knicks botched the Carmelo Anthony trade, Jay. The reason they botched the Carmelo Anthony trade is Carmelo had made it very clear he wanted to go to the Knicks. At that point, there's only one buyer. Because no other team's going to give up a boatload for you if you don't want to be there, to Key's point about Rodgers. So when the Knicks cave to all the demands, it's because they bypassed general manager and went straight to Dolan, who was dumb enough to give them everything they wanted.
Are you trying to use the Knicks as a standard of excellence, as an analogy here?
No, not a standard of excellence.
Yeah, so.
Ja Morant sat down with Jalen Rose in an exclusive interview about the incident that led to the suspension and his path forward.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
The NBA has suspended Grizzly star Ja Morant 8 games for conduct detrimental to the league.
It's not who I am. I don't condone any type of violence, but I take, full responsibility, for my actions.
They had to take some type of action for his discipline. And I think Ja should be actually happy with the punishment that he got because it could have been a lot worse.
What's Ja gonna do? Ja put himself in this situation.
Ja Morant suspended 8 games for conduct detrimental to the league, but he gets time served, right? So
it's really a 2-game suspension.
Two more games.
Okay.
The suspension, just yesterday we're sitting here going, Ja really could turn it around. He's taking it seriously. He's out indefinitely. He's working on himself. And then just like that, Ja's eligible to play Monday against Dallas. Same day he's able to rejoin the Grizzlies in the team environment. According to Woj, this is a tweet, Morant hasn't been playing basketball while at counseling at a counseling center in Florida. So his ramp up is expected to extend past Monday's game versus Dallas when he's first eligible to return. Sources tell ESPN it's expected that he'll return to play shortly thereafter. Guys, Ja sat down with our very own ESPN's own Jalen Rose for a one-on-one interview. It aired during Scott Van Pelt last night. Here's what he had to say to Jalen.
Now that I made a, terrible mistake, being inside a club and, went live, I put myself in, a bad position. And also, it's, my daughter. There's times where she even tell me if she's, had a bad day. And I feel like, if she can tell me that, then, I can be able to go and talk to somebody as well.
What has he learned during treatment?
Just learning, I can open up. I can express my feelings and that it's, okay to be able to express your feelings. So, I was constantly, talking to therapists. I've been doing, Reiki treatment. I've been doing anxiety breathing, different stuff to, help me manage that and release, all that stuff from my body.
So first off, anybody that talks openly about how they're trying to deal with anxiety or stress and going to a counselor center, like I support you. From somebody who still sees a therapist
every Wednesday for an hour and a half, I think mental reflection is very important for how you want to attack life. With that being said, and I support Ja, I want Ja to win. For me to actually believe that a week of counseling, when there's been a series of incidents of behavior that's been shown, that all of a sudden now everything is addressed, I don't believe that at all. I don't. Like, to me, this is like a facade a little bit. This is page six out of the crisis management playbook or manual for athletes, right? Number one.
You laid this out originally
for Urban Meyer a couple of years ago, yeah. Right? So, like, mm-hmm. Number one, what happens? You make a statement, like, where you actually sound like an adult. Check. Like, he did that. Number two, you disappear for a while. You let it come out from your camp. I'm receiving help, like him actually going to rehab, which going down to Florida, if somebody comes over to your house, you're trying to reflect for a week or so. Okay. And then you kind of initiate coming back. You do a meeting with, you know, Adam Silver. You talk it through. And then you do a sit down, right? And you kind of show remorse and you talk about what you've learned. And then you try to get back to playing your sport. But that doesn't make me truly believe that you have truly learned and that there are habits that all of a sudden are going to be changed. I hope they're going to be changed, but it's almost like it feels like a facade. It feels like
they hit fast forward.
Yeah, like you
they're skipped. Going through it, but they're not skipping it. They're doing what you said, but they're doing it very fast.
Very fast. Yeah. It's like, well, you just went through 20 pages of the manual and like, hold on a second. Like, you know, usually when you check into a rehab, when you're going through stress or anxiety, that's like a 20-25 day process. Like, I've talked to people who own rehab facilities. I'm not sure that you just learn every valuable lesson within a week.
Do you think the pressure, though, to do it quickly, there is coming from the Grizzlies since they have playoff aspirations? And
I think it's coming from
the
everybody.
Best player on their team?
Key, I think it's coming from everybody. I think it's coming from the Grizzlies. I think it's coming from the league, right? And I think also Ja's trying to get back to play because at the end of the day, if you win, all else goes away. It's been proven in our society multiple times, Key.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where to start, and I hear you loud and clear, Jay, and I don't know where to start because the first thing come to mind for me is like, damn, he's out already? Mm-hmm. You know, and so when, you know, I've never had to go to get help for anything or nothing like that or sit down and talk to people about whatever I'm going through in life because I take a different approach when things happen to me in such fashion or have happened to me in such fashion. But I've known people. I've dealt with helping people in situations where they needed to seek out help. And to be honest with you, I don't ever remember coming back in a week. So I don't know what it means. I don't know if it's the NBA along with the Grizzlies and Ja Morant's people saying, hey, okay, you done that. Let's get back on the court. I don't know what to make of it.
You know what it reminds me of? You ever see the movie Groundhog Day, mm-hmm. Bill Murray? So you know Groundhog Day. You're familiar with it, Key? The guy, dude's living
the
through
movie?
The movie? Yeah, Bill Murray's living through the same day every day. So remember he has this thing and they have this like romantic day with the love interest, right? And everything was happening naturally. And then he tried to recreate it the next day, so he was rushing through all the same steps, right? It makes you feel like it's not authentic. Something's wrong.
Yeah,
he's rushing through these steps, and it doesn't feel authentic.
I would love to know, even though we'll probably never know, what the real issues, the reasons behind it. Is it obviously... is it alcohol related? Is it stress related? What is it that made him have to approach, I don't know if you call it a rehab center or whatever, seeking out, you know, help in Florida? Like, what prompted that? I know that we saw a gun and a club and all that, but what really prompted his team to say, okay, let's go here for a week.
Well, Kay, I'm going to tell you this. You know, we always joke around on this show that I'm always the person on social media. And it's like my mom and dad used to always tell me growing up, if you listen to somebody long enough, they're going to tell you who they are, right? And like, listen now means by viewing because people show their habits. Just watch Ja Morant's, like, his tape. Like, watch the IG Lives. Like, watch some of the things that you actually see that he shows to the public.
Okay.
Multiple times, and you'll see what's going on. Like, it shows you what's going on. So for me, you know, just keeping it a buck, like, I think there's a lot of immaturity. And look, from somebody who made immature decisions as a young man, I get it. I get it, right? It happens. Now, addressing those things, like, you have to take that seriously. So when I see the steps being rushed, I'm like, man, like, this to me comes back on the people around them and the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, I get that the playoffs are starting. I understand that we have 12 games left in the regular season. I get there's a big push, and Memphis basketball could be, a chance to be, NBA champions. But it definitely feels like this process has been rushed just to get Ja back on the court. That don't sit right with my soul.
No, and it may feel that way. I know growing up for myself and being an adolescent and finding myself – in California Youth Authority and running around and just doing stuff that I shouldn't have been doing or whatever the case is, eventually I grew out of that because, once I lost all my excuses in life and blaming others and doing this and not really being accountable for those actions, I found my results in life and it became greater for me. I became a better individual. I became a better athlete. I became just who I am today, just a better, just in general. And he may have to go through some of the trials and tribulations and ups and downs to get to a point where we look back 5 years from now and we see a totally different Ja Morant. When you're young, it starts off really wide. By the time you become seasoned, that thing gets nice and tight. You're married, you got a couple kids. The whole perspective changes because you grow and you become older. The homeboys in the bottle service and those sort of things become limited. It's not an everyday road trip thing. It's not a every time I hit a city, I'm going to a club. It's not that anymore. He's still probably trying to get those toxins, that poison out of his system. And it may take a little bit for that to happen.
More on Ja Morant. Yeah, plus, Jay offers an apology for an apology. We'll explain next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I am sorry, Laker fans.
Come on.
I am sorry, Rob Pelinka. I miscalculated you. I didn't believe you could make it happen, but the additions of D'Lo and other aspects have transformed this team. The Lakers, if LeBron hits his stride, they might find themselves in the Western Conference Finals.
So what had happened was
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So Lakers miss a chance to gain ground in a loss to the lowly Rockets, 114-110. They were missing AD, of course, doctor's orders, right? 35-17 in the win against New Orleans on Tuesday night, and that was
Listen to me, Jay.
He played great since he carried the team since LeBron's been out. Then he had a bad game against the Knicks, called himself out, went for 35-17 the next game in a win. But doctor's orders, no back to back. He's coming back from injury to a right foot. So now the Lakers are, they fall to 34-36. They remain in the 10th and final play-in spot in the Western Conference. Go ahead, Jay. You apologized to Rob Pelinka and Lakers fans the other day.
I mean, look, the apology is still warranted, Key. Rob Pelinka's done one hell of a job. When look, he pulled a rabbit out of a hat. I had no idea there was a rabbit in there. I thought the hat was empty. I've been looking at a hat all year long. I've been like, what the hell is this? There's nothing in there. So I give him credit. I give this team credit. I give AD credit for raising the level of his game. But I said all this yesterday, and then I watched Brian Windhorst on TV report that AD wasn't playing. And I was like, well, what the hell was the point of me saying all this?
What?
Like, I get Darvin Ham and the scheme is not to play AD back-to-back, but, yo, we got 12 games left in the regular season. Like, you're half a game up on the Utah Jazz and the New Orleans Pelicans fighting for a play-in position. And this is where I really question AD sometimes. It makes me angry, Key.
I don't give a damn
what the doctor's orders are. I'm playing. Key, how many times in your career did a team come up to you like, you know what, man, you might be slightly injured, but like, you know, maybe you should sit it out. You'd be like, sit out.
Yeah, but I don't, but
sit
but
out.
He's had a history of injuries though, Jay, so you got to, this was already in the plan. This was already in the schedule.
Yeah, but Key, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. Like, they're being, like, you're down, you lost to a 50-loss Houston Rocket team last night.
Yeah, I watched.
That's who you lost to.
I got a chance to like, see.
And by the way, they looked horrible defensively. If AD's in that game, they win the game.
In other words, every game is so important right now.
But you got to realize, though, Jay.
Yes.
As you know, having been in the NBA and all those sort of things, the schedule for what he for the games that he's going to play versus sit is already in place. I'm sure when they looked at the other night when he went for the 30-plus, they said, okay, Houston's coming up. Houston's a basic dumpster fire, young guys, the whole deal. We should check that. We should be okay without our frontline guy. I'm sure that's the way they looked at it.
See, this is what's hard with me.
That's one you can rest him and maybe win.
That's what's hard with me and you, because I know Keyshawn Johnson, the player. And this is Keyshawn Johnson, the Lakers fan, that's really trying to believe that they're doing the right thing, but deep in your soul, you know they ain't doing the right thing, sticking to no damn plan. You try AD against Houston. He can give Houston 25 in his damn sleep. You are a half game out from not even being in the damn play-in tournament. You're going against the Mavs tonight at home. Like, every game, there's 12 games left.
What if the medical people say you're going to risk him for the playoffs?
But he's going to play tonight. Jay,
what are you looking for?
He's going to be in the lineup.
Have you noticed AD's medical history, as Key pointed out?
Stu has no reports of any issues that he's having right now.
But when they did his rehab plan,
they put the rehab plan in place.
So you guys are cool with load management now.
I've never not been cool with
load.
Look, here's what I would say.
Load management with 12 games left in the regular season while you're trying to make the play-in. Sure.
Buttercup, relax.
Buttercup.
Against Houston, I don't mind him sitting. Against the Mavs, I need all hands on deck if available.
But, Key, you needed all hands on deck last night. That's why y'all team
lost. But when I put the schedule together, when we decided this, we didn't think that we needed all hands on deck.
Jay, listen to what Key said.
Against this particular team.
No, but when you put the plan together, if the doctors are saying he can't play second of back-to-back
That's sheer speculation. Okay. Nobody knows that the doctors are saying.
Well, they're claiming doctor's orders.
Well, they're saying that's their plan. Okay.
So you have one of two ways to do it, because he's going to miss certain games, certain number of games. So you could either sit him against the tough teams because you go, we might lose anyway even with him, so that's an L. Or you go, no, we can beat the tough teams with him. Let's sit him against the sorriest team we can sit him against because we might be able to beat them without him. So which one is it? Pick your poison. You're saying don't rest him at all.
You have – no. I'm saying if that was the plan and you're talking about February, fine. I'm cool with it.
You just don't like the plan.
You're talking about – well, I mean – just because I wrote a plan 5 months ago doesn't mean that I'm still going to follow that same plan today. Plans change.
But the plan had been working over the last six games.
Key, there are 12 games left in the regular season.
I understand
season.
You want to abort the plan.
No. What I want is for AD to say, you know what? Blank the plan.
right now. It's go time,
but he needs to see the heart of a champion.
Let me ask you this. If the results were different last night, would you still feel the same way you feel this morning?
No, but the results, they lost.
But if
that's
the results,
my point. The result is they lost to a 50-loss team, Keith.
Again, Mr. Williams, if the results were different and it came out on the W side, would you come in this morning?
I don't live in hypothetical worlds, Keith. I live in this world, reality. In this world, they lost.
In other words, if you're going to sit them, you better win.
Damn right.
And if you don't win,
then what the hell are you doing?
No, I'm going to criticize him.
But it's too late. It's already too late. They didn't anticipate that.
They didn't anticipate
that. No LeBron, no AD.
Here's what I'm going to say. Games left in the regular season.
Look, I'm going to get off course on the Lakers right now, and I'm going to get on your ass. Because I feel like I was cheated by you. Yes, by you.
I cheated on you with who?
No, not necessarily on me. You cheated me out of greatness.
Oh, I cheated you out. Okay, why?
Yeah, because when I look at you in six tournament games in your career, now this is about you, 22, 31, 34, 28, 23, and then a measly 16. I don't know what the hell you were doing when you scored 16.
Yeah, I got cold in the Final Four. Yeah, I got cold.
Whatever,
in the Final
Four. Doesn't matter.
It was a dome, yeah.
I just feel like as I was reading something during the break about you being the number one college player in the whole deal, you cheated me out of greatness. You should apologize to me.
I cheated myself.
That don't matter. Yeah, you would be working with me.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Max, because some of the greatest players to ever play still do television.
You're right, yeah, you're
so
right.
So that doesn't, you know, still, maybe, you just cheated me, though.
Yeah, I would have been next to Max.
I'm just saying, when I look at it, I'm like, this dude.
Done what you did.
He's cooking in the tournament.
Thanks, Captain.
He's going to cook in the tournament, then score 16.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.